Welcome to the Steam Engine Podcast. We are Jay and Lucy, and this is a podcast to discuss people-first leadership within the workplace. Our mission is to inspire you to rethink the way you make decisions in the workplace.
Now that Lucy stopped being really serious, let me tell you a little secret. This podcast is just two mates who are really passionate about putting people first in the workplace, sharing their chat, and also inviting you to join their movement.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to season two of the Steam Engine Podcast. I'm Lucy.
I'm Jay.
And we are super excited to be back. Now, it's been a little while since we released our final episode of season one, which I think was about August 2022.
So yeah, maybe. Who's counting?
Yeah, exactly. Who is counting? And someone might have found us later than that, so maybe it was only last week. But we've had a bit of a hiatus, haven't we, Jay? So I think our first episode of season two, when we were talking about it, what we actually want to do for this first episode is a couple of things. First one is, because when we started this podcast, we didn't overly think about it beyond, let's just put out an episode and then maybe another episode and then another episode. And we were so thrilled about how the podcast was received. And we think it might be time to actually introduce ourselves.
Well, actually, Lucy, what happened was you bought a mic and said we are recording. And we recorded. We were like, oh, okay. And then let's just publish this and see how it goes. So that's actually what happened. So
actually, let me build on that, Jay. Yes, I bought a mic, but how many hours did we stare at that mic for before turning it on? Well, at some point we need to actually record something. So here's a bit of behind the scenes about how this podcast was born.
Yeah, and we completely forgot to introduce who we are and why we even started the podcast, etc. We just straight
into the content, but we've got a lot of content to talk about, so I think that's fair. What we're going to do in this episode is introduce both ourselves and then also what we have in store for season two, which we are super excited about as well. So if this is the first episode that you've ever listened to, thank you for joining us. If you are a seasoned Steam Engine podcast listener, which means you heard all 8 episodes of season one, and thank you so much for listening. And thank you all so much for your feedback as well. We have had some wonderful messages, some amazing discussions about some of the thought provokes that our episodes have enabled, I think, in discussion. So yeah. Wasn't it just amazing to see?
It's awesome. And also, thank you so much for your patience while we got our shit together to do season two. So before we even introduce us, where have you been? What have you been doing in the last, I don't know how many months?
I think it's probably about half a year we've been waiting to do this. I mean, you know, life just took over. Mm-hmm. And I think one, we were just settling down from season one. It was quite something for us to decide to record and launch a podcast. But beside that, life does take over. And I actually spent between recording this season and last season 2 months in the UK. So it makes for a bit of a time zone challenge of recording podcasts. So I went home to spend a bit more time with my family, which was actually lovely. And I think I was doing about 3 jobs at the time. I definitely remember taking 3 laptops through customs or through the security checks. So that was a good time. I think everyone was like, what kind of burner laptop do you have? Why do you need 3, lady? But they let me through. So that was a really good time. So it was awesome to catch up with family and friends, and then came back and started a new role, a new head of finance role, which has been really exciting. And so that's been good. And then Christmas was amazing. I had the best silly season I've had in a couple of years, obviously. Do love silly season. And then just been really getting our shit together. We've actually done a lot of work on season two, and we're really excited about that. So we have been already working on it, recording some great stuff. So I'm just, to be honest, got my new job. and also building a business as well and doing a podcast. So there's been a fair bit on. So thanks for your patience. But I don't think the delay was all my part, Jo.
What have you been doing? Well, just part 2 months definitely was yours, but other than that...
I'll take it.
I mean, life gets in the way. And as we've always said, like, this is a passion project for us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so by all means, it's not the last thing on our mind, but it's just life kind of gets in the way in terms of recording, because we have to be in the right frame of mind to have a good conversation in these episodes, right?
I agree, and I think we owe that to the listeners as well, in terms yes. of, like, no one wants to sit and hear us be grumpy at each other. So
that's true.
I mean, not that we're ever grumpy, just to just to be clear.
But it's really nice, because so many people have asked me in the last couple of months, at least, to go, hey, like, is that it? Like, is the podcast finished, or are you starting, or whatever? So it's so nice, because when we recorded that first episode, we were like, oh, is anyone going to listen?
Exactly. So we didn't need to introduce ourselves.
No. So anyway, so what have I been doing? Like, it's been loads going on, right? Because last year, because I was in a sales role and the borders had opened and there was so much of travel, like I was almost traveling like 3 times during a month, which made it really challenging, not from a podcast perspective, but from a life perspective.
Yeah, lots of balance.
A lot to juggle. And then finished that role in December, like, amazing, super proud of myself around what I've delivered and with the team. And really going to miss that team.
Like, and just to honestly recap, this is when you moved from a finance role into sales.
Yes.
And then that was three years.
I moved, just before COVID, I moved to the sales role, leading a sales channel. And then, I know it's 3 years, right? Like, I couldn't even believe that. When I was reflecting on the role, like what I've done with the team, I just couldn't believe it's been 3 years. Anyway, so had the best Christmas, like 2 weeks in Lenox Head, like had the most amazing time. And my parents are here too, so like that was so nice. Caught up with some friends. And then it's been a big year for us, like beginning of this year, because my son, who I've said, like, who has autism, he started high school. I can't believe he's 12. Like, that's just insane. And then it's a huge transition for him. So it's been my top priority. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been our whole family's top priority to make sure that he's settled and he transitions well. School's amazing, but school doesn't know him, he doesn't know the school, he doesn't know what's expected of him, etc. And he's non-verbal, so it's not like he can ask people, hey, what do you want me to do, kind of thing. So it's been a bit of a challenge, and I had to travel as well. So I went overseas for work in the middle of that whole thing. So it's been hectic, but that's how it is, right? That's life, you know. So it's the thing is how you balance and juggle now,
and knowing what your priority is. And actually, it's really refreshing to hear you go, yeah, I had to travel for work, but my priority number one was my son and his high school transition.
Yeah. And honestly, like, what I found is, in my whole career, the more you are transparent about what's important to you with your team or your manager, the easier things get, because it's life, right? It's not like there's nothing called work and life and separate it out.
Yeah,
it's life, right?
Exactly. And the more your work can fit into your life, the more successful you'll be at it.
Yes, correct. So, and the next couple of weeks are going to be just a bit like more work focused for me, because there are some projects going on. So I just need to make sure that I focus on those a little bit more. So that's okay, right? So that's where we are. But the good thing is we are here.
Yes.
We are ready to go for the season 2. And don't we have some really fun stuff to talk about in season 2?
Sure do. Yeah, I'm super excited about this. And I think the way Jay and I like determine what we're going to talk about is actually, and this is the way the podcast even came about. And for those of you who don't know, we used to work together. and we would have a lot of conversations just around, you know, how work situations play out, how could I do this better, how do I think you could do something better, or just something we're observing that we're not even part of, but as we're, you know, I call it curious, some people might call it nosy, we'd always be like assessing situations and mm-hmm. and just giving our opinions. And so one day I was like, Jay, we should honestly record this and make a podcast. I don't know what kind of arrogance comes out of me. And you went, no fucking way. There's no fucking way I'm going to be on a podcast. And actually, it's only since actually doing the podcast that you've spoken a number of times around English as a second language. And before that point, I never even considered that as an issue in your mind, because it wasn't an issue in my mind, because we'd never spoken about it. So actually, what a hurdle it is for you to get on and do this podcast. I have a new appreciation for, or at least an appreciation for, because I hadn't. So no wonder you were like swearing your head off when I suggested we were going to launch a podcast.
It is, and it's actually been very, it's built my confidence, honestly, to do this, because yes, English is not my first language, and all through my high school and schooling, I learned everything in Sinhalese. So I'm Sri Lankan, right? So it's in Sinhalese and my mother language. And then, so I'm sure, like so many of the listeners have actually told me that like they can relate to what's going on in my mind around like English is not my first language. Why am I doing a fucking podcast in English?
Yeah.
So I think it resonates with a lot of people whose first language is not English. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
So it's so good. Like, and I, what I want to tell them is that voice in your head will always be there, but it's all about you. It's all in your head.
Yes.
Right? Everyone else doesn't even sometimes notice it. Of course, you will have an accent. We live in Australia. We have freaking 50,000 accents, right? I mean, English people have accents.
No, I've got an accent, yeah.
Yeah, I have a nanny who I don't understand what she says. She's English.
She's from Coventry. Different accent altogether.
Whatever. Luz, so now, what are we going to talk about in season two? What do we have in store?
So in season two, we have taken some inspiration from season one and the episodes that we understand resonated most with the listeners. And so one of those was specifically around values and personal values and how to assess those. So we have a discussion of values from a different angle.
This time we thought we'll invite some really cool people to join our chats, right?
Yes.
We have some controversial, some of them, but like really, really fun conversations with like a few behavioral psychologists and like HR professionals, etc.
Exactly. And I think it comes from the fact that Jay and I hopefully are just like you guys, right? So like, I'm assuming anyone who listens to this works in maybe the corporate world or definitely works in that kind of environment where they lead people or are led. We do not profess to be experts. So what you're listening to is Jay and I having a chat around what we believe, and our beliefs, as we found, and which is why we decided to record the podcast, always put people first. Mm-hmm. So in order to corroborate some of the shit that we're spouting, we have brought in professionals to actually, well, for us to learn from, but hopefully also for you guys to learn from. So we're super excited to bring those on as well. So there's at least two or three episodes of this podcast season that will have guests on. So we are, pumped for that. It should be really interesting for you all to listen to.
Mm-hmm. So thanks for the patience. We are back. We are back with a bang. And we are super excited to continue our banter. In a podcast.
We sure are. Yeah, no, we're very, very pumped. And then wait for the next episode. Well, the first episode, should I say. Mm-hmm. The first official episode will be dropping shortly. So make sure you subscribe on whichever podcast platform you listen to so that you get that notification. And also, If you haven't followed us on LinkedIn already, that's your best bet to follow us, the Steam Engine Podcast, and you'll see some exclusive content, some videos from us, some other thought pieces, in addition to complement all the episodes as well. So follow us on there.
Amazing. All right. Then until we see you in season two, ciao.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Steam Engine Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe at whichever platform you're listening to this podcast on and leave a review.